Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's ready to get it popping. We just got over the whole inaugural weekend, man, and that was a star-studded event, man. You had the hip-hop inaugural ball. You had Swizz Beatz over there, Jada Kiss. I mean, you had the whole jump off with your man Maxwell. You had the original inaugural ball, and Lush Radio Online had the opportunity to cover the Ambassador's inaugural ball this past weekend. And I swear, when they said grind, we was getting it in. Big shout out to Jay, my assistant. We had the opportunity and the invitation through Ernest Jackson, who's also provided us with this interview tonight. He owns Strictly for the Promo PR firm. He's a celebrity PR. And also Trey Davenport, celebrity PR, and we worked with Trey Davenport's team, and they pulled off an outstanding event, A-list stars. I mean, it was nothing but money in there. It was nothing but corporate America in there. Ambassadors from all over the world. You had Miss USA, Team USA on the building. You also had you had your man Roland Martin from CNN and TV One. You had Elise Neal, famous actor from the blockbuster Scream. Along with that, she was just featured in the show Scandal that everybody's been waiting for. And she's also been the wife with D.L. Hughley and the Hughley. It was star-studded. Along with that, you had Miss Jamie Foster, CEO of Sister to Sister magazine. It was outstanding this past week. You know, we have a lot of wonderful footage. You can check out the Facebook at CEO Lushy Lush, or you can check out my Instagram, Lush Radio Online, for some snippets. And, you know, you can also check out Trey Davenport. She'll have some of that information. And look out for the footage we'll be putting out. Basically, you see the transition of Trey Davenport putting together the event to the end, putting together a wonderful event. And that's going to be produced by us here at Lush Radio Online and Two Chicks Every Camera. Also, tonight's interview is outstanding. It's one that hits home. So many people are hit with this disease. It's called cancer. Cancer has no age, no face, no race. Cancer can hit anybody. You know, we go to the cancer, recovery places for Children's Hospital, and we see the little baby suffering from cancer, going through chemo, and it's not something pretty. Cancer can affect men and women. You have breast cancer, brain cancer, ovarian cancer, lung cancer. You have so many different types of cancer. And if found early, yes, there can be a solution. There can be surgery to remove it. But there are some people that lose their lives to cancer. And today we're talking to a dope artist, She paints the most almost abstract pieces of artwork on human bodies. And they look like straight canvases. And this woman is starting a movement called Cancer Sucks. And the proceeds of what she does when she paints goes towards cancer relief. Miss Winter, actually, she's called the queen of pop art. Miss Winter Moore. She paints celebrities for Cancer Sucks campaign. July 21st, 2013, African Americans have the highest mortality rate of any racial and ethnic group for all cancer, and combined for the most major cancers of 65,000. 540 African Americans are expected to die from cancer deaths among both men, 29%, and women, 22%, followed by the prostate cancer in men, 16%, and breast cancer in the pancreas, and expected to rank third and fourth, respectively, as the leading sites for cancer deaths. Miss Winter Moore, the owner of Addie's Baby Art and Design Studio, became a double victim of these statistics, recently losing her mother and aunt to cancer. Miss Moore, remembering that one of her mother's last wishes was that she would open her studio and continue to speak through her art, creating a nonprofit organization called Cancer Sucks. Vigorously started pushing the campaign through her art. And it is Ms. Winter's goal in 2013 to visit Atlanta, New York City, North Carolina, to do beautiful pop art pieces with various celebrities representing the Cancer Sucks campaign. A portion of the proceeds will go to American Cancer Society. A reminder will go into Ms. Moore's studio to help and to help offer an affordable class in drawing, painting, and graphic design for the youth. The pop art pieces will be painted at the convenient location to celebrity talent to be open to all celebrities in Atlanta, New York City, and North Carolina area. If you are a celebrity that has been affected by cancer in your life, directly or through the family member, we extremely interested in working with you. More about Addie's Baby's Art and Design Studio. Addie's Baby Art and Design Studio is a visual art studio located in the heart and of historic downtown Florence, South Carolina. The studio offers classes in drawing, painting, graphics design, and beginning and advanced classes. They also offer bookings, private art parties, and sip a learn class with live music. Learn more by visiting their website at www.addiesbabystudio.com or call 843-230-6124. And definitely support an important cause. Cancer can affect anybody. It can even affect you. And you could be walking around with cancer and not even knowing that. So we always stress for women and men. It doesn't matter. Go get checked. You can also do your checks to see if there's a lump around your breast or breast cancer. But please, as us as minorities, we lack in going and getting checked up. And we need to go do that. So please, guys, go out, get checked up, and get your stuff done. In a few, we will have Ms. Winter Moore live on the line with us. She'll be calling in at 6:30. But call in. This is Lush Radio Online, and tonight we're interviewing Ms. Winter Moore, the queen of pop art. We're going to go to some music, and also on top of that, we got a little bit of skits and stuff tonight. So don't forget, it is some winter flurries going around. We did have some winter flurries yesterday in the DMV area. Prince George's schools were closed a little bit early due to the warning signs of there will be snow coming and commencing. So be aware, there are below freezing degrees. It's very cold outside. Bundle up, be safe. There is a vicious flu syndrome virus going around. Please, guys, be careful. Have your hand sanitizer, and be safe out here. Also on top of that, if you would like video footage or anything like that or pictures, contact www.2chicks2chicks.com. Or visit us at 2chicksandacamera@gmail.com or info@2chicksandacamera.com. We're going to go ahead and play some music. We need a revolution. Aaliyah, rest in peace real quick. Because you know what I'm saying? It's time to stand up for what you believe in.
In the bed. I wanna know what was in your head. Oh, what was it? trying to blame me when I don't even know the reason. I think it's just the season, maybe the month, maybe the abusing. Now tell me what's the reason, stupid yo, look like it's even. So cut your crying, cut your coughing, cut your wheezing, girl. Put your blaming, cut your naming, cut your sneaking, girl. I think you need some prayer, better call a deacon, girl. So get your act right or else you won't be speaking, girl. So what's it gonna be, me and you, or is it gonna be who blames who? I'm tired of these things, I'm tired of these stars.
Online, you already know what it is, man, and this is what we do all day, every day, you know what I'm saying? You're also going to be tuned into some hot mixes from your man, DJ Reasons. Follow him on Twitter at DReason88. Big shout out to Elise Neal for following us on Twitter, and also your girl, Miss USA, Miss Nana Mayweather, and also Miss Logan. Miss Team USA, so big shout out to them. Also, yeah, okay, so all the people that were like on the bandwagon and had their own favorite teams and stuff, so everybody shifted out. If you were all in the DMV area, you know the Redskins, they lost because they suck. But anyway, you know, now everybody switched over because, hey, the Ravens now are going to the Super Bowl, and we have the 49ers also. So who are you rooting for? Let me know. Call in at 347-826-7722. Who are you rooting for? Who did you place your bets on? And who's having the hottest Super Bowl party this year? Give us a call at 347-826-7722. Who are you going for? the 49ers or the Ravens? Who you got dibs on? Also, we're going to have Miss Winter Moore live on the line, so check in with us with that. And we're talking about cancer. Were you affected with cancer? Talk to us. Call in at 347-826-7722 on Lush Radio Online. We're going to go ahead and go back into some more music because that's what we do. We're going to rock the party. But you know what? Every time I hear this song, it just makes me do something. Don't stop, pop that, don't stop. Let's go. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. We all the way live, Lush Radio Online. Don't forget to tune in us with us on the TuneIn app on your iPhone, iPad, or your Android phone. Don't forget, we all the way live. Also, look out for that new Quan Lee, Sorry, Jump Off. And we're going to play that on the show also. Check that out. The new freestyle from Quan Lee TV. And log on to www.quanleetv.com. And you know what? Also check out emmae2k.com for your local motivator. Let's go.
looking for some truck fit. Okay, I'm gone. That's gangsta El Capone. I make that fit like bone. I'm talking about bone, 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 bone. I'm with Prince, excuse my French. I lose my mind before I lose my money. Anything but a chicken wing. Got ball like two eyelids. YMCM beat that back. Yup, stop playing. I make her ew, scream and holler like rock bands. I'm a beast, I'm off the lead. I am rich like a beast. On my pro, active, pop that like a zip. I go by the name Little Chick. Yo girl is a groupie. And you can square, and I will twist you like an Rubik's mother. I'm on my skateboard, watch me do a trick. I'm 5'5", but I can 6'9", then beat that like Crisco. It's French Montana, Joe. It's Weezy F. Cone. It's truck world, it's truck your girl, it's truck pit by the truckload.
Live in the building, man, and you know what I'm saying, every time I hear that song, it just get me like so hyped. I be like, it doesn't matter where you at, you just tell you like, don't stop, pop that, don't stop. Every time you hear that song, it's just, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? The song is off the hook. French Montana, Lil Wayne, you know what I'm saying, pop that. We're live right now on Lush Radio Online right now. Like I said, man, we're gonna have the wonderful Winter Moore live in the building, the queen of pop art. If you were affected by cancer or have anybody that is suffering from cancer, like I said, we always tell you, go out there and get checked. Minorities, we always lack going to the hospital to get checked. It's better for you to find out early and be safe than sorry at the end of the day. Cancer has no face and has no race. It affects men and women. So we're going to have the one and only Winter Moore live on the line with us in a few minutes. And she has a hot cause called Cancer Sucks, and it does suck. And she got the hottest quality. I mean, she uses the human body as a canvas, and she's a great artist. And I'm talking about when you look at the canvases, like the human body, she just makes it so beautiful. And what she's feeling, she translates it through her art, and it's wonderful. So we're going to be talking more with her about the campaign about Cancer Sucks. And if you are a celebrity that has been affected with cancer or basically, you know what I'm saying, would like to speak about cancer, you can link up with the young lady, Miss Winter Moore, and we'll give you more information about that later on. Also, we got some questions today. Call in if you had somebody affected with cancer. Also, how do you feel about your girl Beyonce lip singing at the national anthem? Also, on top of that, we also want to know, which team are you going for or rooting for the Super Bowl? Are we going for the 49ers or are we going for the Ravens? Talk to us tonight, calling at 347-826-7722. And we're going to go ahead and go to the doorbell and see who we have at the door today, who is visiting us live on Lush Radio Online. Let's go to the doorbell. Also, don't forget to log on to www.lushradioonline.com. And like I said, we're going to have one of the dopest artists you'll ever see in your life. So let's go to the doorbell. Who's at the door? Hello?
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Miss Winter?
It's cold in South Carolina, honey. It is really cold, and it's raining. So I'm kind of cold right now, but I'm good.
Hey, but you know, it suits that name, though. Winter,
yeah.
Cold, winter and cold.
Right, exactly, yeah. My mother gave me that. I was born the first day of winter, December 21st. So,
wow.
Kind of creative cat herself, so.
That's what it is. First off, before we even start anything, Winter, let me just tell you, girl, you are a beast. One of your work of arts, and I was like, yo, I don't know where the mouth starts or where it's at. She covered
right.
The moment. I couldn't even. I'm like, yo, that is, yo, all I can say, like I've seen body art paint, you know, people painting and stuff. They do the regular make an outfit, but yo,
right.
Your canvases are remarkable. There's really no words for me to explain it. It's beautiful, and your vision when you're doing this stuff is just like amazing to me. And for you guys that haven't seen, if you go to my Instagram at Lush Radio Online, it has a brief synopsis of Miss Winner, and it has some of her artwork on there. And if you go on my Facebook on CEO Lushy Lush, you can see it on there also. It's my daughter was captivated with the black and white one. She was in love with the black and white and the afro, and she was like, "Mommy, that's so nice."
Oh,
you know,
man.
And I was like,
appreciate that. Yeah.
That's outstanding. But before we get into it, do you have any shout outs and everything, Ms. Winner?
Well, yeah, first of all, I really want to give, a shout-out to my family. They've been really supportive, especially during, the hard times that, we faced during that. Even though they didn't really get what I was doing, they still decided, to have my back. And, my whole city behind me, Florence, South Carolina, really appreciate them. And Ernest Jackson, who's an amazing PR, for really getting behind and supporting my visual cause, and I really appreciate that, and just everybody who mostly supports me, and also the brand, what I'm doing.
Definitely. And real talk for you guys that's tuning in right now, we have Miss Winter Moore live on the line, the queen of pop art, and I'm telling you, her work is breathtaking. I mean, it's to the point where you're like, I need to look at this joint like three times just to like figure out like where it starts, where it begins, and and everything. It's just like it's so much beauty in it. It's just like I don't know when it's just. I mean, she just I can't even explain it. You have to see it to believe it. Okay.
Aww.
And seriously, and you being a minority woman on top of that, we always remember it is a male dominated world. So
yeah.
To see a female, you got all these men. You got all these men getting recognition for painting, doing art and stuff and everything. But to see a woman of your caliber doing this type of art, especially coming from the Carolinas, we haven't really seen a breakthrough artist like that coming from the Carolinas. So you putting a stamp for the Carolinas. On top of that, you putting a big mark for females doing this body art and just doing art in general.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's kind of tough, and especially being, because I'm also a graphic designer, web designer as well, too. So, a lot of the clientele I have is very male testosterone driven. So, I'm kind of used to that. But it is a little difficult, being a female, especially in the art game, because, it is more predominantly driven by men as opposed to the women. And it was just a thing where, I can't just come out and just introduce art because there's so many people that's doing the same thing, just introducing art pieces. So I said, I'd rather step out and do something totally different and introduce it on a whole different canvas. And then what made it even extra difficult is because I was, I'm in a small place, small town, very close-minded. South Carolina. Actually, when I first did my first show, I actually was kind of surprised by, the intake of it, and how many people enjoyed and they liked it because it was so different. You have some people who still don't get it, but to them it is what it is. It's what I choose to do. But just being different in general is hard. But it is what it is. Just keep pushing and doing it.
So, Ms. Winner, I mean, besides, we know we're going to go into the whole cancer part, but what initially ignited that fire to say, hey, I have a talent. I really can draw. I really can paint. I really can do this and make a living out of doing it.
Right. I've been doing this since I was little, first grade. I'll be that student sitting in there drawing characters and cartoon characters, and then, started telling my parents, something that I also, what I love doing. So I started drawing more, started taking more art classes, just started really focusing on, on my craft in that realm. And then, going off to, went to Wilson High School, you know, try to get in any type of art-related subject I could, and then majoring in it at South Carolina State University, on, located in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Took up art and design there, and, you know, I just kind of, after graduating, you know, just kind of want to just do my own thing. I worked, but, you know, I still did, you know, the art on the side, and then I just, you know, just kind of just took advantage of it and just said, you know, I might as well, it's either now or never, and just decided to, you know, start my own business and then take it to, like, within 3 years. I said I wanted to open up an actual design studio after my clientele grew. You know, saved up the money, kind of got held back a little bit. You know, my mother took sick, so I kind of, you know, refrained from that. But at the end of the day, you know, God's still good, and, you know, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be, and it actually ended up working out pretty well. Opened up, and, you know, ever since then, I've been getting a lot of support from, you know, my area in Florence, South Carolina, so I'm really happy about that.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And that's a blessing, too, you know, and an accomplishment, being a woman. And, you know, you working for a purpose. You work for a purpose, but eventually to own your own thing. And it's nothing like owning your own thing and saying, this is mine. I work
right.
for this. So definitely you being an entrepreneur and being a business owner, you are a testimony that hard work does pay off.
Right.
And,
hope so.
You know, go ahead.
No, I was agreeing with you. Go. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's okay. What, when it comes to business, right, how important is it to do research on what markets you're stepping and venturing into?
That should be probably the first. It's super important because you want to not only study the market, you want to see, you want to test out your market as well, too. Depending on what you're doing, say, for example, if you want to start a clothing line, you know, researching and seeing, you know, what sells well in your area, what's not selling so you can be a step ahead of the competitors, watching your competitors, seeing what they're doing so you can kind of copy off what the competitors that's working well for them, but trying to go a step above of what they're doing. And doing research and doing surveys, you know, going out to the clubs and networking with promoters, top promoters in your area, and, you know, giving away samples of whatever you're doing, and, you know, anybody who can generate a buzz, you know, networking with your radio stations. It's just it's very important starting off, you know, trying to build great clientele base and just a great audience that would, you know, support you. So research is super important, you know, especially when it comes to starting a brand and knowing how it will work in your city or your area.
Definitely, definitely, and that's definitely the branding is the biggest thing. Is your brand that you're selling, and is supply and demand. What is it that you're offering that people want to get? You know, and we always focus on business and establishing your business here at Lush Radio Online. Besides entertaining people, we also want to educate them on certain things. Ms. Winter, you were faced with two tragedies in your life, you know, caused by cancer, which motivated this whole entire movement of Cancer Sucks. Give us a quick synopsis of how this tragedy affected you in order for you to motivate to create this campaign, and what is it based upon?
Well, it's mostly based upon, you know, while she was sick, you know, I kind of went back to my old roots because, you know, I really wasn't doing my artwork as much as I was, and I just needed something to just kind of take my mind off of it. It was, you know, they gave up and, you know, had it arranged at our house. And I don't mean to be graphic or whatever, but, you know, had it arranged at our house where, you know, she would pass at the house. But can you, you know, imagine living in a place right when, you know, your mother's, you know, passing, you know, in the next room is just crazy. So that's basically all I had. And, you know, that kind of, you know, kept me grounded. And, But the thing about the reason why I chose to do body art is because, you know, cancer is something that's effective of the body, and I just wanted to kind of incorporate that, but in a creative, catchy way, you know, to catch everybody's attention. And the mouth signifies, you know, saying out loud and not being ashamed of the fact that, you know, you either experience dealing with it or someone who's currently going through it and they're fighting it, or are they dealing with somebody who has totally passed. And sometimes, you know, a lot of people are really ashamed to talk about, you know, some of the troubles that they've had. But, you know, sometimes when you start talking about it, I started to find out there's a lot of my friends that either went through it with their family members, or they've been through it themselves and they survived it. They were just kind of quiet about it, you know, and just, and also too with the campaign, we also try to involve people who has some type of connection with it. Like the young lady, I think I sent you the picture with the multicolored painting, and she has the red hair. Like, she's actually a cervical cancer survivor. So
wow.
Yeah. So she, and you know, and she wants to model, and she's been kind of down from modeling. Her name is Whitney Echo. She's from Florence, South Carolina, and she, the reason why she was down from modeling was because of the fact that she, you know, she was going through chemo treatments and this, that, and the fourth, and testing and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, when she overcame it, and I came after her, she saw what I was doing. She said, "Well, you know, I am a, you know, I'm a cancer survivor, and you know, and plus I model too," which fit perfectly. You know what I'm saying? So we always try to spotlight somebody, you know, in one of our, you know, Paint Me Bad shows that has, you know, beat it, you know, survived and has like a story to tell. So
definitely. And we used to do shows when I used to have a show called Street Queens, the Movement, with a women's panel. And
my business partner, actually, one of the co-hosts, Emma E2K, actually lost her father to cancer, and that's one of the anniversaries of it. So she goes through, you know, her days, and you know, so she's reminiscing this month. So this is she suffered with that. I had a babysitter that went through the cancer, and I've actually seen the children going through it. We also had an artist that was on the show that suffered from a brain tumor from cancer.
Right.
So Chubb Rock's wife also died of cancer also, and I also had another young gentleman whose wife died of cancer. Cancer is just, you know, it has no face, no race, and it affects men and women. It's sad to actually be, you know, to be a loved one and watch your loved one go through the digression and just go through deteriorating in front of you.
Yeah.
It's the worst one ever, you know.
Yeah, it is.
You know.
It is. Yeah, and that would make it even worse. My aunt, my aunt and my uncle, you know, they was like, you know, next of kin to me as far as, you know, I had like a mother and father figure, you know. And, you know, my aunt, you know, during the whole process while my mother was sick, she was getting, you know, like she was having problems with her stomach, and then went into the doctor, and then he said, you know, well, you know, you have a, you know, tumor, it's lingering and it's cancer, and it spread so quick, and she went down so quick. So it was like a back-to-back for me, you know, with her, my Aunt Dahlin passing. So that kind of really threw us for a loop. And, you know, but at the same time, you know, just have to kind of stay strong, you know, throughout it, you know, and just be encouraged, you know, just have faith.
Definitely. Now tell us about the studio, which is your business. This is your baby. Tell us about that and how people can acquire it. Give us a synopsis. If I was coming into the studio, what am I in store for?
Well, you're going to be hit by bright red colors and abstract paintings and, you know, just it's, you're looking for it's a graphic and art studio. So, you know, we do take care of any type of graphic design needs, club flyers, websites, web designing, you know, you name it. But it's also a space where I try to hold different events here, you know, for Florence. I'm located right here in the historical part of downtown Florence, and they're currently going through renovation, and they're rebuilding it and trying to add and put more of the artistic side back into downtown Florence now. And I'm probably just me and out of two, I'm like the third art place center that's, you know, that's here. But, you know, we do like wine tasting, art, live music. I'm looking at doing a body paint art show coming up. You know, artists are allowed to use the space to do their own art shows. We do networking events here. You know, anything, you name it. Anybody that has my space is open to anybody who has like a different event, a different idea that they want to bring to the table, and I'm more than so welcome to, you know, for them to hold it here. You know, as long as it's different and positive, that's what, you know, we do here.
That's what it is. I definitely got a link up with you and stuff. Definitely coming out there and checking out North Carolina and the event, because definitely hot. I love, my favorite one is this black and white one. I can't stop staring at it. I'm actually looking at it right now.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah. People, they like that one. People like that too. They like that in the mouth. People can't find the mouth in it, but, you know, yeah, anything that's totally different, you know, I try to go for it. Shockers, I guess.
I'm gonna tell you this, man. Use me, you hear me?
Right.
Use me as a canvas, because I'm ready, because I take some pictures of that and put that. I say, look, this, hey, she a beast. She done turned me into a cheetah.
Right. I'll do it now. Just let me know if you're open to it. I mean, let me know. I'll do it. Yeah, because I got Roxanne Shante. She heard word of it, and she wants to get involved. She's actually a breast cancer survivor, which I didn't know. I'm supposed to be, linking with her and doing some stuff with her close by the end of February. So you should be seeing some stuff with that sooner or later.
That's going to be hot. Yeah, she was, and I thank God for her getting through that, because she was going through some situations with that. Praise God, because, man, cancer is no joke, man. I mean, cancer, you could try, you know, to do surgery, come back, you know what I'm saying? And you got people that beat it and some people that don't beat it. But what you're doing is a great cause. And because I have a lot of people that I deal with that have either been touched by cancer or dealt with it, I'm willing to, you know what I'm saying, to rock out with the joint. Use me. Paint me like I'm Pepto-Bismol. I am.
Right.
What's up?
Okay.
You know,
hey, you can set that up. We'll set it up.
For real, I'm going to holler at Ernest, sure. Actually, you know, if I'm going to have to holler at Ernest and stuff, because we do video shooting and stuff, I had to talk to him. But it would be nice to do a little documentary or a little, you know, shoot of you actually, you know, doing it, you know, before, you know, and after, you know, video work and stuff. But, you know, we'll talk and coordinate that with Ernest. But that would be amazing, just to see to the stuff that you got going on.
Right, yeah, most definitely. You know, just I'm open to anything. Just let me know exactly what you're trying to do and just, you know, just get with me. And that's also everybody else out in the air, too. You know, if you want to come see us down in Florence, South Carolina, just call 843-230-6124 or visit us on the web at www.addiesbabystudio.com and just shoot me an email or call and, just come. I'll rock with you. I ain't picky. I'm a free spirit. I like anything different. So I'm good.
I have a question. Where did you get the name to call the studio? Where did that name come from?
Oh, well, Addie is my mother's name. Her name was Addie James Moore, and my mom always used to call me her baby. Like, she could talk to anybody, she would just say baby this, baby that. So I didn't want to name it after myself. You know, I'd rather do it and name it after, you know, after her. So I just, you know, decided to call Addie's Baby Art and Design Studio, which is me. And then sooner or later, I'm working on coming up with some type of foundation out that I'm going to name after my aunt as well, too. So, and we also here, you know, anything I do, you know, I try to give back to the American Cancer Society, you know, like a small percentage, you know, of what's made here, whether it's in graphics or selling artwork or events or whatever it is. So, you know, we do give back to them.
Definitely. Whatever we can do over here at Lush Radio Online, and everything, you know what I'm saying, whatever we can do here at Lush Radio Online, and we're going to coordinate with Ernest Jackson, which is the one. I love Ernest. He is the greatest. Ernest, if you're listening, I love you, man, because you are the greatest, the most professional, most go-getter. You know,
yeah.
you just keep extreme professionalism, and we've been working for years, and I am glad and honored to be able to know you. And
yeah.
I just want to say thank you for this interview, you know, for because he always provides us with great interviews. And
oh,
stuff.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm honored to be on, man. I really am, just to, you know, get the word out. And I really appreciate you, for listening to my story and taking interest, you know.
Man, when he sent out that press release, girl, I was on it. I said, I want it. I want that. I like you, and I want you.
Oh, man, I really appreciate that, too. I really do.
Yeah. I was like, I looked at the work. I said, this is outstanding, because I used to draw back in the day when I was younger. But,
right.
You know, I got African parents. My mother was like, you ain't going to make no money doing that. You ain't going to. So, I stopped
right.
drawing, but. And I used to rhyme and stuff. I still write poetry. That's my thing. Me and my business partner, we write poetry. We're both Pisces. You know?
Right.
We write poetry and stuff. But yeah, that was one of my loves back in the day. That was one of my loves. And I encourage everybody, if your child or anybody has a dream or has some type of creativity, support their creativity and don't tear down their dream. You know, don't tear down their dream. Support them. Even if they, I'm sorry, they might suck, okay?
Right.
Even if they suck,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't tear that dream down off the break. Let them decide if this isn't for me, you know?
Right.
You know, so let's encourage our youth out there, no matter what dream and goal they have, please support them. You know, I implore you. Go ahead, baby.
No, I'm about to say, like, if you used to draw, you need to come down whenever you get an opportunity. If you're in the South Carolina, Florence, you need to come here, and we do figure drawing classes as well. So for all the adults, you know, that used to draw, or they didn't give up, or they, you know, this, that, and the fourth, I mean, I would love to have you. See, you should come and try the class out. We do classes here, too, even for the kids.
I should.
So,
because, you know, I teach, too. And stuff, so it would be great. It would be great. Maybe I would have to coordinate that with Ernest, because I teach at a school, at an elementary school, and a lot of them want to do drawings. I see a lot of them draw. You know, they into anime and stuff. So it'd be great for you to come. I don't know how. I guess we do a proposal. I always bring celebrities and different people that are artistic, just for the children. You know, different things, because they lost their funding and stuff.
Right.
So. Just to have somebody come and talk about them or different avenues and stuff, and to show them, to show them how you could do something instantly right there, those kids would lose their mind. That's something I coordinate with him. But the last thing I wanted to say was, if you had any type of advice to give the youth out there when it comes to getting into the business or learning business or just becoming an artist, what would it be?
Only thing that I can really tell somebody is to just, no matter what happens, you know, keep doing it and keep pushing to do it. No matter what happens, hardships in your life, you know, do it. You know, don't make any excuses. I'm a big person on excuses. I hate them. Like, don't do it. I don't care if you got kids or you work a dead-end job. You know, do whatever you have to do in order to get to where you need to be. And, you know, and don't let hardships in your life affect that decision. You know, I could have said a long time ago, well, I'm not doing it because, you know, I'm heartbroken, I'm sad. And, you know, because at the end of the day, sometimes some things fall apart for things to fall into place. And that's real. And Just take heed to it and just execute and do it. And, you know, if it's meant to be, it'll happen, you know. And if it's not, at least you can say that you tried, you know. Don't, you know, you never want to lay your eyes to rest, you know, forever without saying I wonder if, you know. So that's my advice I have.
All I can say is that I'm honored, and I'm honored. You said you're honored. I'm honored to be able to be on the phone with somebody of your artistic caliber.
Oh,
you believe this? I'm like, Jesus Christ, look at this girl. She is going in.
Well, I appreciate it. So and when I see how you draw, you might be you hot too, though. You say you used to draw. I got to see some of your work.
Hey, this back in the day, you know, I used to draw my little stuff back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But I'm all right. I ain't a beast like you. You a beast. You a beast.
Nah.
I'm going to have to bow down to you now. I'm going to have to bow down to you now, Miss Moore.
Nah. I'm forever a student. I always say that to people. I'm always a student, always trying to learn more, you know. Never can learn enough, so always trying to improve. Yeah.
We got a caller live on the line. We're going to take this quick call and stuff because we're going to wrap this up real quick. We got a caller. Look like they're in the same area. We got a caller from the 843. What it do, baby? You're live on the line on Lush Radio Online with your girl, Miss Winter Moore. Say your name and where you're calling from. 843? Don't be
Hello?
Scared now. Hello? Hi. Okay, it's okay. You can still sit down. And I guess they were scared. Don't be scared now. I'm not going to box you. I ain't going to box you.
Right. They're scared.
You know, some people get scared. It's okay, though. But we appreciate your call, and we like when you listen. But, Ms. Winter, this is Follow Fridays. So give us out your social media, Instagram, Twitter, all those so we can follow you back.
Okay, all right. Now, my Twitter is AFD Graphics. Follow me on Twitter. On Facebook, my name is Winter Visual Artist Moore. Request me as a friend. I will add you. You could also add our business page. It's Addie's Baby Art and Design Studio, all together on Facebook. And then on Instagram, it's the exact same thing, AFD Graphics. I think that's all the social media I got, I think. Yeah, that's it. That's about it. And other than that, if you have any questions about the design studio, you can call 843-230-6124.
I am following you on Facebook,
girl. Okay. You got me. I'm going to see. Wait, I sent the request yesterday. I think I did. Yeah.
You did? Look at it. You ahead of me already. You ahead of me.
I got you. I'm up on that Facebook now. That Twitter, I don't know. I'm trying to get into it. Instagram, I'm liking Instagram a little bit more. But that Twitter.
What's your Instagram so I can follow you on Instagram right now?
Huh?
Are
you following me?
What's your Instagram so I can follow you on Instagram right now?
It's the same thing as the Twitter, AFD Graphics.
ASB?
Yeah, the letter A, letter F, letter D, and graphics.
Graphics spelled the right way?
Yeah, the right way. Yeah.
Graphics. I'm trying to follow you right now. I'm trying to get this done right now.
All right.
Okay. I'm following you, Winter.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna retweet you. I'm gonna see.
I'm following you, Miss Chocolate.
Look.
Oh man, you know I'm off the hook. I'm a hot mess, but I love you, girl. And Super Bowl coming up. Who you going for?
I ain't going for nobody. I'm just trying to see whoever got a house party. I used to go to Super Bowl parties. I think they got some clubs out here doing some stuff. I know Ashton's upscale here in Fort South Carolina doing something. Club Diamonds got something going on in Florence. Club Blush, if you're listening from Florence, Club Blush, I know they got something going on. It's a new restaurant, too, Kobe Ryan. They got. Other than that, I'm going to be jumping all those places. Going there.
Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Keep us posted on the party. Party over here.
Hello.
Over there.
Hey. follow me. I'll talk about them. Follow me on Twitter and Facebook.
That's what it is, man. Make sure you support her, man. This is a sister on the grind, and she's doing positive things with positive people, and we support that, and we love you, Winner. And we're going to go ahead and let you go. And this ain't the last time. Don't be a stranger, girl, because I'm following you now.
Okay. I'm going to be aggravating and tweeting you. I won't aggravate you, but I will tweet you sometime, though.
No, I'm going to stalk you like you ain't never been stalked before.
Oh, okay. We'll see. All right. We will see.
Oh, man. But we thank you and we love you, man. And we keep on supporting what you got going on. And you were just right now, people, we were tuning in and talking to Miss Winter. Wonderful cause. Cancer sucks. I'm talking about this art is unexplainable. It's wonderful. It's for you. It's for the kids. It's for everybody to love. Everyone who truly appreciates art, even if you're not an art lover, you still want to be captivated by it. So you need to go check out the place. You need to follow her and do that because I'm going down there. And, hey, maybe we take a whole team and make a trip of it or an event. Who knows? Holla at your girl. And, you know, in a few minutes, we're going to check out your boy DJ Regis. He got a hot new mix called Hard Work. And we're going to go ahead and go into the mix. And we're going to come back on Lush Radio Online, man. Get it popping, DJ Reasons.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard.
Work, 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 work. Diamonds all in my brain, nigga. Gold watches, gold chain, nigga. Diamonds all in my brain, nigga. Gold watches, gold chain, nigga. Diamonds all in my, diamonds all in my, diamonds all in my brain, nigga. Gold watches, gold chain, nigga. $100 champagne, nigga. Yeah, my money insane, nigga. Yeah, I'm making it rain, nigga. But I was just on a plane, nigga. Buying gear, flying here. Fuck what you heard, it's my time of year. If I'm in the club, I get 100 stacks. I'm always rolling up so I can love it. That them niggas stole my swag, but I don't want it back, my nigga. I was on this, but now I'm on to that. You see it in my closet before it's on the rack. Was out there in Hawaii, now I'm going back. My nigga, I got so much money, I should start a bank. So much paper right in front of me, it's hard to think. Bought so many bottles, it's gonna be hard to drink. But I'm still growing up, and my family here, and they rolling up. So,
the bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you're here, the faster you go. That's why we're
show me how you ride it. pussy like that man was inside it. Oh shit, this nigga juice get funny. He walked up in his club with about three or four bunnies from the 90210. Boss shit, straight stunt. I was throwing the ones, but this nigga throwing hundreds. Pockets so overweight, cause cake on my dinner plate. Got bitches going ham, I flip them like real estate. Keep clapping it for me, dollars stuck to your cheeks. Rolling on ecstasy, may not done reach my peak. Bombay and lemonade, drink of a stunner, bruh. Rosie is popular, but I drink what I wanna, bruh. Richer than Uncle Sam, higher than Amsterdam. VIP full of strippers, block niggas like they spam. Man, it's ridiculous how she dropping into a split. Took a Corona bottle and showed me a magic trick. That abracadabra shit, she grabbing all on my dick. She opening up her mouth, I think it's a perfect fit. She dancing like she fucking, she dancing like she fucking. The way the mama dancing, you a squirrel mama fucking. She dancing like she fucking, she dancing like she fucking. The way the mama dancing, you a squirrel mama fucking.
I wear Gucci, I wear Bentley, had the same damn time. On the phone, cooking dope, had the same damn time. Selling white, selling me, had the same damn time. Fucking two bad bitches, had the same damn time. Had the same damn time, had the same damn time. Had the same damn time, had the same damn time. Humming Poodle, humming Mars, had the same damn time. On the soap, pop, pop, stay the same.
Stacking that guac up. Ball hard to you when I'm locked up. You type of niggas just pop up. When niggas rolling that kush, huh? Got mine growing like grapevines in the backyard. Come look, bruh. I pull up, hop, hop out. Bad hoes, pop, hop out. Hey, nigga, watch out. See around, block, block out. My style's me, hostile. And aggressive, dog. Check, check your dog. Spend a couple meals, dress it all. Big bank, bro, check, checks it all. FYI, I'm flexing, y'all. Game ain't one professional. You small ball, golf balls. I basketball, go ask your bro. Tell her legs open, says to me. Abracadabra, she with me. Like ta-da. Why not Gucci, Louis, Travis, Prada?
Bitch, tell the night, work a lot, leave a man. Two bad bitches and I got a mighty man. The way I make the world disappear, call it man. Sipping on the purple and the other drinking magic. Voila, magic, voila, magic, voila, magic, voila, magic. Bitch, tell the night, work a lot, leave a man. Sipping on the purple and the other drinking magic. On my way to Aston, I forgot to do my task. Call my accountant, he gon' make it do magic. Had to get a driver jet to drop me at the airport. Boy, I smoke the blunts, man, I burn them up like Newport. $50,000 on superstar tires. K.E. and Young Future bringing them fire. All the stand cash make a bitch wanna retire. Gotta drop a half a brick, you wanna put me on the flyer. Excuse me, but my name go crazy. CD diamonds ain't none of them. Two bad bitches wanna fuck me the greatest. AOG and a brand new Mercedes. Turn out the light, I'ma do a 180 for the haters. I'ma go ahead and do a 360. Trekking on the Sprite,
I lean all in it.
I'm an astronaut, nigga, better trust my people. Bitch, said a night, parking lot, leave a man. Two bad bitches and I got a mighty man.
I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, whipping work, hallelujah, One Nation, under God, real niggas getting money from the fucking start. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, work. Hallelujah. One nation under God. Real niggas getting money from the fuck.
What type of big meat? Larry Hoover. Real niggas. Hallelujah. It's for my real niggas. I swear to God. You know it's death before the sun is in my fucking heart. What type of big meat? Larry Hoover.
Thank you.
The one and only DJ Reason. You already know what it is, man. We turned up Be More Worldwide International. I'm not really riding for any team, but hey, we in the DMV, so hey, might as well ride with the Ravens. We'll see who wins. I ain't really putting no bets on nobody because they ain't really both of my teams anyway. But who has the hottest Super Bowl party going on? And the whole thing with Beyonce, you know what I'm saying? Like, you sing all the time. Why did you have to lip sing? You know what I'm saying? It didn't make sense to me. You know what I'm saying? Her lip singing and everything didn't make sense to me. Y'all say, I don't know, man. They said it's starting to uproar in the White House and everything. Because I'm like, you done had everybody that is everybody that sung the national anthem and nobody's lip singing. So I'm shocked about her lip singing. It doesn't matter if it was cold, even if she cracked, whatever, but you lip sync the national anthem. That's crazy. So we all the way live. It's your girl, Leslie, live in the building, and this is what we doing. And big shout-out to everybody, you know. I got one of my little bunchkins. Her birthday's coming up soon. Big shout-out to Sada. Big shout-out to your girl, the one and only my little munchkin Natalia, and big shout out to Aja Baja, you know what I'm saying, in the building. So, you know, we all the way live, and it's going down, and this is what we're going to do. And we're going to wrap this up. We got 9 more minutes on the clock, and I'm going to rock it out with some music. So let's go ahead and play a little mix right here. Another one from your man, DJ Reasons, and I'm out of here. Peace.
DJ Reason.
You know you're my favorite white boy, right? Alright, alright, alright. It's gonna learn today.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's everyone's favorite white boy.
DJ Reason.
And right now, you're rocking with me and my girl, Lushy Lush. from LushRadioOnline.com. Hit me up on Twitter at DReason88 to get all your information on upcoming events, new mixes, and new mixtapes.
Boy, Jay Black.